And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 19th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of Patricia Highsmith, born Fort Worth, Texas, 1921, who set out to write crime thrillers. Her first novel, Strangers on a Train, came out in 1950, the story of two men, Bruno and Guy, who meet by chance taking a train and, talking with each other, discover they each have someone they would like to have out of the way, and Bruno suggests that they swap murders. Guy turns him down, Bruno carries out his murder anyway, and then blackmails Guy until he carries out his end of the deal. Alfred Hitchcock turned the novel into a movie the following year. It's the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe, born Boston, 1809, whose poem, The Raven, one of the most popular poems in the English language. At the time he was writing it, his young wife Virginia was slowly dying of tuberculosis. It was published in the American Review, February 1845. They paid the poet $9 for it. It appeared under the pen name Quarles, and then around the same time in the Evening Mirror newspaper under Edgar Allan Poe's name. It was an immediate sensation, and it made Edgar Allan Poe a famous writer across the country. It's the birthday of Robert E. Lee, born Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1807, the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia in the Civil War, and after the war became president of Washington College, later renamed Washington and Lee University. Robert E. Lee suffered a stroke in 1870, died 2 weeks later of pneumonia. Here's a poem for today, actually part of a poem, the most famous poem of Edgar Allan Poe on his birthday. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, "only this and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, this it is, and nothing more." Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "Sir," said I, "or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door, darkness there, and nothing more." Four stanzas from The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.